open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
The offseason has arrived, but for the Cleveland Browns, every day is game day.
We're a young football team that's trying to get better for the long haul, you know, and we're not in this thing for a quick fix and try to do something that's not going to be long term.
From the Senior Bowl to the Super Bowl.
We are going to build through the draft. We're going to be selective in free agency, I think, and it allows us to look not just to next year, but look to 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now.
From the combine to the NFL draft.
That's the idea of the offseason here, is to try to keep the guys that you have, and if you got to resign, you do what you can to do it. And then, you know, you add to your roster new players.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford here on ESPN 850 WKNR. Jim Donovan back with you tonight and for the remainder of the week. In for Vic Carucci this week. Vic will be back next week when it really gets busy here in Berea's training camp opens up. That is always an exciting time. No matter what the predictions for your team that season, remember, on the first day of training camp, everybody, every team in the NFL is in the same situation. So we're all ready to go. And now we got to get those last two draft choices signed, Brandon Whedon and, of course, Trent Richardson. And we welcome you to the show with news tonight in the NFL that at least the guy right in front of Trent Richardson has signed his deal. Robert Griffin III, the quarterback coming out of Baylor, the Heisman Trophy winner, has signed and agreed to a deal with the Washington Redskins. It's a four-year deal, completely guaranteed. I think Whedon's looking for that kind of deal, isn't he, to get his deal done with the Browns? That fourth year and the guaranteed money, that's very important to him. Back to Griffin, though, to give you the numbers. 4 years completely guaranteed at $21.1 million. Now, I do believe that Robert Griffin III is represented by the same agent that is representing Trent Richardson. So now, I mean, he has all the information that he needs to get the deal done with Richardson. And so the Browns should be able to get this done with the number three overall pick and their first pick in the first round, running back Trent Richardson out of the University of Alabama. Let it be known that these two kids want to be here as soon as they possibly can to be in here next week when the remainder, when the rest of the rookie class is here too. And they'll be here next Tuesday, meet with the coaches, have some rookie practices. And if you remember a couple of years ago, that's when Montario Hardesty had his first injury as a Brown in the practices with the rookie class before all of the veterans came in. He bruised that bone in his knee, and he was held out of training camp for the remainder of camp, and then they got him ready to go for the last preseason game, which was against the Bears at Brown Stadium, and he ran the seven plays in a row. And I remember calling the game on TV, and all of a sudden I looked down and said, there's a Browns player down on the ground. And son of a gun, it was Montario Hardesty, and he lost his entire rookie year with the ACL tear. So, I mean, the Browns rookies want to be in. They'll be in, I'm sure. And I think the team is very confident that they will be here. So, Robert Griffin III is signed. Next guy to get is Trent Richardson in the number three spot. They normally go like dominoes here. And, of course, Brandon Whedon's a different situation, even though he's the 22nd pick. He is also going to probably be the starting quarterback for his team, and he's going to try and get full value for that. We'll go to the mailbag right now and get your questions. And remember, you can ask questions via our Ask Vic, driven by Liberty Ford. Just log on to the Browns official Facebook and official Twitter pages and post your questions. We'll try and get as many questions as we can at a couple of junctures in the show here today. This is from Matt. Adding Gordon, and that's Josh Gordon, the wide receiver, opens up the offense and makes it multidimensional. That's what I like. I like things to be multidimensional. Last year, or the past 13 years for that matter, the weight of the offense was tied down to the short 10-yard passing game, enabling opposing defenses to salivate at the thought of playing the Browns. Receivers, receivers, receivers. Matt cannot stress that enough. Three and outs make me sick. And let's just say I've been nauseous watching the Browns play for a long time. That's a pleasant note to open up the show on, I think. But anyway, Matt, here's the deal. I mean, they have added receivers now, okay? And they're a year into the offense, and they've had a full off season. And I think we're on a watch and wait basis here now, how these receivers do. So we'll see how Josh Gordon does. Now, remember, he has not been here for OTAs, mini camp, anything like that, off-season conditioning program. So when he comes to Berea next week and he's got his deal done, I mean, that is day one for him. Whereas the other guys, of course, have been in here and had the opportunity to get to meet their coaches, and that's gonna be a big, fast learning curve for him. Travis Benjamin's been added too, the speedy kid out of the University of Miami. But these receivers, you're right, receivers, and people wanted it all off season. They wanted it in free agency, and the Browns did not do it there, but they did do it in the draft, and certainly in the supplemental draft, and that's going to be a big part of it. Not only receivers, but the improvement of receivers, such as the case of Greg Little, that will be very, very critical for how this team does. Delonte writes in, who will be calling the plays this season, Shermer or Childress? Remember, Brad Childress is here now as the offensive coordinator, but the head coach is also the offensive coordinator and did both jobs last year. Will this turn into a conflict between the two? Answer, no. No way that turns into a conflict. I think it's really a benefit for Pat Shermer that he's going to have a guy like Brad Childress who knows how to call the game. But who will call the game? All indications are that Pat Shermer will still call the game down on the sideline, but he'll have a very able set of eyes upstairs, you know, sending down possibilities to him, and that would be Brad Childress. And that's what I understand. I think Childress is going to be upstairs kind of viewing things over. But Shermer was trying to do it all. And I go back to 1999, and sometimes head coaches do this when they become first-time head coaches. And when Chris Palmer got the job as the Browns' first head coach on their return to the NFL, he was also an offensive coordinator and a quarterback guru, and he came in and he was going to be the head coach, and he was also going to be the offensive coordinator, and it was way too much for him. Chris, you know, very honestly admitted that, and then changed that scenario the second year, and I think he brought in Pete Carmichael Sr. with Pete Carmichael Jr. helping him out. Of course, Jr.'s done very well with the New Orleans Saints. It's just too much for one guy to do. So I think they are much stronger there. Who will call the plays? I'm going to say because he's the head coach with a real love for calling his game on the offensive side. I think Pat Shermer will still have final veto on everything. But I think Brad Childress will be sending ideas, opportunities, plays down to him, and I think the two will work in conjunction perfectly because, remember this, they've worked together before when they were each in Philadelphia. We'll get to more of your questions a little bit later on the show when we come back on Cleveland Browns Daily. Our first guest is raring and ready to go. That's Jeff Shudell, the Browns beat writer from the News Herald. He's next here on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Summer has arrived, and so have the hottest deals of the year during Liberty's Summer Sales Event. Pick between a new Focus or Fusion and lease for only $169 a month or get 0% for 60 months, plus $1,750 cash back on Fusion. With Ohio's largest selection, guaranteed financing, and top dollar for your trade, the Liberty experience can't be beat during the Summer Sales Event.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Farmer Heights, Vermillion.
If you're a football fan, chances are it's been a lifelong passion. Did you know that over those same years, your oral care needs have also changed? From the ages of 30 to 50, science shows that plaque formation increases 337%, dry mouth increases 304%, and gingivitis increases 22,000%. So how do you fight oral aging with the grit and determination of a sports fan? Turn to Age Essential Mouthwash. It's so strong, it's been scientifically proven to kill germs for up to 16 hours. Help prevent the effects of oral aging. Fight back and stay strong with Oasis Age Essential Mouthwash. Available at your local Discount Drug Mart in the oral care section.
Browns fans unite. Get your flexible three-game ticket plan now. Choose three Cleveland Browns home games starting at just $99. Three-game ticket plans get you the Eagles home opener or a division rival Bengals or Steelers game, plus any other two great matchups. Enjoy the biggest names and biggest games while experiencing great benefits and significant savings over single-game ticket prices. Browns representatives are standing by at clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. That's 440-824-3434.
Roofing pros. Right now at the Home Depot, buy a pallet of GAF shingles, including Timberline shingles with a lifetime limited warranty, and get your entire order, the shingles and any other supplies you need, delivered to your job site for free. You'll eliminate time-wasting supply runs and take your productivity through the roof, thanks to free delivery with any pallet of GAF shingles. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through August 15th, U.S. only. See store for details.
It's cash for clunkers. Get cash for your clunkers now at the all-new Mentor Mitsubishi at the new location, 8505 Mentor Avenue. Trade in your old clunker, any old hunk of junk, and get a guaranteed minimum $3,500 towards a brand new Mitsubishi. That's a minimum $3,500 off plus special financing on any new 2012 Mitsubishi model, including Lancer, Galant, Eclipse, Outlander, and Evolution. They're all backed by the 10-year 100,000-mile warranty. Or plug into the future with a 2012 IMEF, Mitsubishi's innovative electric vehicle. It gets 112 MPGe and it's in stock now. Turn trash into cash. At least $3,500 off a brand new Mitsubishi right now. Only at Mentor Mitsubishi, the all-new location at 8505 Mentor Avenue. Call 440-534-5000. 440-534-5000 or visit MentorMitsubishi.com. See dealer for details.
Welcome back, everybody, to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford here on ESPN 850 WKNR. Jim Donovan along with you in for the vacationing Vic Carucci. Hey, remember to join Mike Holmgren for the second annual Cleveland Browns Motorcycle Rally on July 28th, benefiting Cleveland Browns Foundation and Greater Cleveland Fisher House. And the ride begins at Southeast Harley-Davidson and will end at the Browns training facility. Riders will receive complimentary food and beverage and also have the exclusive opportunity then to watch the Browns private walkthrough practice at the end of the ride. The Cleveland Browns Motorcycle Rally is in association with Great Clips and Quaker Steak and Lube. To find out more or sign up today, visit clevelandbrowns.com. And this segment of Cleveland Browns Daily is brought to you by a Quaker Steak and Lube and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. Joined now by Browns beat writer Jeff Shadell from the News Herald as we get set for training camp next week. Jeff, thanks for joining us. And how's that last week of summer vacation going before training camp starts?
Well, my son is home from the Air Force, so we've been playing some golf, and it's been an enjoyable summer, a quiet summer, as you know, for the Browns anyway.
So let me ask you now, Jeff, are you happy with what they did last week in the supplemental draft? Are you on the side of the fence that says, hey, good for them, they went out and got him, or are you on the other side that says he was too risky and too expensive to use a second-round pick?
Well, you know what, Jim, we've been clamoring for improvement wide receiver for years now. And so to use a second-round pick, and he was really a high second-round pick, so I'm going to have to take the pecker at heart saying that he knows this guy can play, so I'll say go for it. If we're critical of using that pick when we've said they need a receiver all along,
right,
that's the wrong route to take. And if you think about it, he was really a higher second-round pick than Matsqua or Greg Little, so... You know, in a way, you could say he's the highest receiver the Browns have in the whole group. So, you know, I think it's going to take some time, though. Obviously, he missed all the OTAs and all and minicamp and everything for nobody's fault. So I think they really need to put him on a crash course.
You know, Jeff, if you look at the pattern set by general manager Tom Heckert, it's not really deceiving at all. I mean, the pattern goes like this. If he really likes a player, he goes out and gets him. For instance, before the draft came in April, he came out in one of his pre-draft meetings and said, you know what, I really like Brandon Whedon. I mean, I like him a lot. There's nothing not to like about him, and he went out and he got him. And I think from a lot of people that were really talking to him before the supplemental draft, he really liked Josh Gordon, and he went out and got him.
Right, and I think we have to admire him for that. Now, if the Browns have much success, then the second round pick could be somewhere maybe around 12 in the second round, 20, who knows. But I'm not going to second guess this. I'm going to think the guy's a player. And the interviews I heard with him, you know, he had the arrest and everything, but he seems like a guy you have to give a chance to. I believe he's going to be okay.
Okay, so we come up to next week and training camp begins, and we don't have the two top picks in the fold yet. They have not signed their deals. There should not be any problems here, right?
No, I don't think so. I think now RG3 signs, I think Richardson will be close behind there. And I believe that when you're the 22nd pick in the draft and the only guaranteed money is a hang-up, they'll come to some agreement there. So I think they'll be in. If they're not in by Tuesday, they'll be in, I think, by the time the veterans show up.
So what will be the lead story next week to occupy the first few days of training camp? Is it going to be the quarterback situation? Is it going to be something else, like are they going to officially name Whedon as the starting quarterback?
Yeah, and I think we should get beyond that. I could imagine him even waiting until the Monday before the first preseason game to make that official. And that's really not that far away when you think about it. That would be a week from Monday. Okay, then make it official. That would be enough time for him to have plenty of time with the first team. What we don't want to see is, if you think back about the 2009, when Mangini, with every other series, it would be Brady Quinn or Derek Anderson. That's horrible. You can't do that. You can't. And we saw what happened. That was the worst possible scenario. So I believe he'll be made the starter in plenty of time. But, you know, I think Trent Richardson is a story. We really didn't do a lot with him. And I think it's going to be interesting to see what they do with Trent Richardson. I think they have to monitor his workload during training camp. There's no doubt that he's going to be the guy. He's going to get a lot of carries during the season. And so let's make sure that he doesn't get worn out here. Because when you look... You think about Montero Hardesty, you think about Brandon Jacobs. Let's keep that guy not under wraps, and you can't treat him like a porcelain doll.
Right.
But I think he's going to be a very, very good player, and a very good player early. When you think about Whedon, I think Richardson's really going to have to carry the load while the rookie quarterback
is playing. Well, let's talk about Trent Richardson and the Browns really monitoring how much work they give him, because they're going to count on him an awful lot during the regular season. And I go back a couple of years ago when Peyton Hillis had that big year of rushing for 1,177 yards. If you remember his last five games, they were pretty empty because he was pretty beaten up by that point in the season. So when you take a look at the 1,177 yards in rushing and all those touchdowns, it really was accomplished in the first 11 games. He didn't give much in the last five because he was so beaten up.
Yeah, that's a real good point about Hillis. When you look back, especially when you think about that Buffalo game, it was horrible. I think he fumbled three times in that game, and you're right.
You know, Jeff, and in fact, I remember the Buffalo game that you're talking about, and the opening drive of that game, the Browns did nothing but run the ball, and thus they ran Hillis. I think he had like nine carries in a row, and they got down inside the one-yard line and couldn't bang it in and ended up with a field goal. And if you really remember that game, I mean, that was the way it went, but Hillis fumbled a lot in that game, and he was so beaten up by that point in the season.
It was, And so don't do that to Trent Richardson. And who knows really even how much that pounding he took affected him last year in the way he finished off that season. I mean, he was nothing last season, as we all know. And he could have been just so beaten up. So you have to monitor that. And Pat Shermer has been around. He